Welcome. I am delighted to share with you self-awareness, physical, mental, emotional, and spiritual through new thought, exploring relationships, health and healing, true prosperity, and metaphysics. These topics embrace transpersonal psychology, realizing that we are more than bodies, minds, inherited tendencies, genes, conditioning, or programming. Transpersonal psychology goes beyond the persona, meaning going beyond. We are spiritual beings going through a human experience. The topics were recorded in front of a live audience at the Victoria Center for Self-Awareness, where I was the founder, then the director, for 25 years.
After the meditation, we'll have a few moments of silence to envision world healing, world peace, and having food distributed to all on our planet. Noticing our thoughts, releasing any thought of the future or the past, presencing ourselves to the present moment, to right now. Envision a bright light moving up your spinal pathway like a spinning silver disc of light, lighting up your back all the way up, up to the back of your neck, the back of your head, and the top of your head. Placing your attention on the point between your eyebrows, know that I speak these words for me and for you in the I person. There is one presence, one power, one God, the fullness of wisdom, intelligence, creativity, and unconditional love. Is omnipresence, omnipresent, omnicentered. I am immersed in it, therefore it expresses not only around me, but in me, through me, and as me now. Today I acknowledge I am a center for newness in life. I discard and let go of thoughts and feelings of discouragement, of setback or defeat. I am once and forever an expression of the infinite, to see what can be and be done in, through, and as me and my life situations. I am brave in the face of conformity. I am new in the face of the already tried. I can be different in the face of custom. I celebrate myself as triumphant, an original, and I delight in spirit's accomplishment through me and as me. Right here and now, I declare my intention to be my very best. I am not a copy of anyone. I am unique, original, fully expressing and experiencing courageously who and what I really and truly am. Doing this in freedom, in peace, in love, creativity, joy, and enthusiasm. I'm thankful for each person gathered here in spiritual community and those who are not present here this morning with us. I'm thankful for my world and universe and my relationship to them. Most of all, I am thankful for life itself, and so it is, and it is so. My topic this morning is defeat or triumph. A lot of times when I prepare topics, I look up what the definition is in the dictionary. A couple of definitions for defeat is to thwart or to destruct. Triumph is action or fact being virtuous. And the word or means an alternative. We all know that. So we have the alternative of defeat or triumph. So three things I want to address this morning. Number one, for us to really look at the choices that we've made. And today I have a whiteboard up here. I'm going to move this a little bit over so that some of the people on my right can see the whiteboard. And it's going to be a little bit participatory here today. Don't do this very often, but I think it's a good idea to do this with this particular topic. So the choices that we've made in life. Number two is I'm going to be addressing this particular diagram. So if you want to make that diagram on your little insert that you have there, you can certainly do that. And I'll explain to you what the three things are in a moment. And number three, we can't expect to soar in our spiritually principled, centered life, and still remain the same with our choices and beliefs. Okay? So I'll get back to that too. So I want to ask you, and I'm going to pause a little bit after some of these questions, because I'd really like you to kind of dig into this. Not only just think, well, those were interesting things, and never think of them again. So, what choices have you made in your life that you know altered your life? What choices in your life have you made that you know altered your life? I'm particularly thinking of one that I had myself when my mother died. My aunt and uncle, my aunt who was my godmother, who lived in Edmonton, and we were living in Winnipeg at the time, offered for me to go and live with them. And I chose instead to live with an uncle and aunt who had no children in Winnipeg. That was life-altering for me. Because if I had chosen to go to Edmonton, I wouldn't have married my man that became my first husband, and I wouldn't have had the three sons that I do have. And of course, it goes on and on and on after there, you know, but just as an example. So what choices have you made in your life that you can say altered your life, really altered your life situation? Now, as you think of those, did those choices come from a consciousness of defeat? Or did those choices come from a consciousness of triumph or wanting to triumph? What choices in your life, and of course we're choosing all the time, but like what choices in your life can you honestly say that they were positive choices and they had, well, because of the choice, they had positive results in your life? Do you ever share that with other people? Might be a blessing for us to be sharing those kinds of things with other people. Then another question is, what choices have you made in your life that you know had a negative, what you would perceive as negative, a negative result in your life? would you say about them, about the choice you made or the result? Did you talk about it? And how long did you talk about it if it had a negative result? What I'm wanting you to look at is, like, sometimes some people, and maybe none of you here, hopefully none of you here, sometimes we've made really good choices and like we don't share that with other people. We don't share the positive results that it had. And sometimes we've made negative choices and it's got a negative result. A lot of times we talk a lot about the negative result and we don't even tell that we made a choice prior to that negative result. And we kind of talk about it and amplify it. Okay? So just, you know, really look at that. A divorce can be, you know, sometimes people look at that very negatively, but, I looked at my divorces very positively. Sometimes the way some people hold things isn't necessarily the outcome that happens in your life. I'm thinking of my choice in my near-death experience saying, I want to go back. In other words, I want to live out this incarnation. And immediately I was back in my body in the hospital, hooked up to a bunch of tubes. It was a choice I made. I definitely remember that. I remember making choices to study deeply certain things or to study the learnings of some people who I held in high esteem, like Roy Eugene Davis and Paramahansa Yogananda. A couple of weeks ago, we had a guest speaker here speaking on passion and purpose. Have we made a positive choice to actually live and say yes to life and live our passion? The things that we are passionate about, the things that we're excited about, the things that we're, you know, that is like fire us up. Sometimes people make negative choices and they're not really, they're not conscious that they've made a choice. Like, for instance, a poor choice of words at certain situations. You go, oh man, I could have said that differently. And yet, there was an instant there that we chose to go there with those words. You know? Sometimes we've made a choice to not lead with our heart. Maybe to criticize or say something that could have been said in a better way. Sometimes we don't tell the whole truth. No, we can be like leaving out a little bit so that the story sounds different. And now remember, when I'm asking you these questions, I've looked at these questions deeply this last week. Have you ever allowed another to determine the consequences of your life? Now, I'm not just speaking about when maybe you were young and as a child and some people made decisions for you then. See, what I'm pointing to is don't give your gift of choice away. That in itself is a choice. So another question, what choice is today and or this week could have a profound impact on your life? And would they have a positive impact or a negative impact? Kathy, there's a bit of a hum. I'm wondering if these lights are turned up all the way. Sometimes that happens. Just the lights. Thank you. So in our choices, we can cease doing non-essential things and peel away anything that isn't of consequence. But I want to get back to this question, have we ever allowed another to determine the course in our life? When I say another, it may not only be a person. or people. It may have been a situation. Have we ever allowed a situation to determine the course of our life? Have we ever allowed a belief to determine a course in our life? These are deep, profound questions here. You know, you could be doing this in a whole afternoon workshop. So leaving that for a while and just having that as an undercushion to what I want to address with this diagram on the board, and for the sake of the tape, I've got three circles, and the two circles are within the one big circle. So first of all, the circle that's in the middle that I've depicted in blue, I'd like us to kind of brainstorm, and I'll ask you to kind of speak out loud, and I'll put a few things in there, and this isn't a really white big surface, so I might use some abbreviations. The circle in the middle is, what is the truth about us? What is the truth about you and I? What's the truth about you and I? Who and what you are. So let's hear it. What's the truth about you? Hello? Pure, thank you. Love? Is that what you said?
We are love.
We are love, yeah.
Expressions of
the infinite?
Of God.
Of God or the infinite? Spirit, somebody said, speak it out, don't. This is really important what we're doing here. I mean, like, no kidding. Who? What else? Pardon? Music. Thank you. Yeah, that's a vibration. We're energy and vibration. What else? Innocent, thank you, Rick. Can tell Course in Miracles student. Yes, Frank in the back.
Loyalty.
That's a quality. Yeah, I'll put it down there, but okay. We'll just say loyal. Okay, yeah. What else?
Sincere.
Honest. Truthful. Like that. So I'm going to put here, T-R-U. So because I'm running out of room, this is enough for the sake of what I want to continue saying. Arlene, can you see what I'm writing there? Can I move this over a little bit more for you?
I'm listening to you.
Okay, good. So that's the truth about what we are. Is there anybody here that doesn't agree with that? Okay, good. So now the red, the outside circle, for sake of the tape, this is your circumstance, situations. Whoa, this is running out. I'm going to use the black one then. So what are some circumstances and situations that could be happening in life? And I'm going to ask you to... And I'll mention a few myself, but I'm going to ask us to mainly kind of look at, to begin with, some negative things. We'll get to the positive things in a few minutes, okay? But, you know, it's like, what good is new thought if it doesn't impact our life for the better? And for to have it be better or a shift or a transformation, you know, there has to be something negative going on so we can say, whoa, you know, this has made a difference in my life. So what are some of the things? We could say what? We could say scarcity. Illness.
Stress.
Good. You're a little ahead of me because that's the middle circle here. Thank you. That was excellent. The circumstances, something negative might be happening, what, in our work or career?
sorry, what did somebody say? I want this to be more personal rather than a global thing for now, but you could do this at another time for that. Pardon? Okay, so fear and death and loss, and that can go with conflict with relationships. Okay. I think that's kind of enough for our illustration here today. So in here, the middle circle are our beliefs. Okay? I meant to do that in black, but it doesn't matter. What do you think in these situations and circumstances that we've itemized here, fear, death, scarcity, illness, stress, conflict in relationships, our career not going well, loss of any type, what would be some of the beliefs that are going on? Not enough. Good, thank you. That could affect what? It could affect scarcity, right? It could affect relationships, not having any. It could affect us not having a job right now. Right? Got it? What else? Sorry? Inadequacy. It's kind of like not enough. Yeah. Okay, so that could be for us or out there. Like, there's no men around. You got it? I don't have a lot of space there, so you can get that, okay? What about this one? Never mind, not enough. I'm not good enough. I don't deserve. Speak up. Low self-esteem. Thank you. Belief that we are our body. We are bodies. Instead of what? We have a body and we are. Okay, very good. Oh, you're just such an elevated high consciousness group here. Okay, what else? How about some sayings? It never rains, but it pours. Okay. We're not just speaking about climate here. What else? Oh, that's great. That's a great one.
Money doesn't go on trees.
So I'll do it like that. Bad things always happen in. Okay. Oh, another one is, what's the use? Ever done that? Ever said that?
It's not there.
So, for example, if I had to die instead of them,
yeah, it should have been me. Part of that is, I think we can kind of lump it like not deserving to have lived. Okay, just because we're running out of space there. Okay, so here's the thing. If we want to come from defeat, and if we've got all these kinds of things happening here, we need to realize that that's happening because of our beliefs. It's happening because of our beliefs. And the way to, I won't say get around that, the way to transform that is to Go to the truth about who you are. Remember the truth of who and what you are. Remind yourself about who and what you are. So we could look at the circumstances, and they're happening. That's what's so right now. But then we could look at these and transform these beliefs based on remembering the truth about ourselves. I've been listening a great extent to Dr. David Hawkins' work again, and I've been listening on my little MP3 player when I walk Rosie, and then I also watched, some of the DVDs you loaned us. And he was talking about how he had up to 20, and he had them listed because he couldn't remember them all, of illnesses and problems health-wise, and some of them were like major and considered terminal. And he said how he healed himself, you know, he's totally well, basically was to remember this. Now, I'm kind of bottom-lining it because it was a long session in the DVD about it. But he said this: I am an infinite being, therefore I am not subject to this. Now, I can say I'm not saying I'm smarter than him, but I would change that a little bit. Because I do not like an affirmation that has a not in it, N-O-T, because the subconscious mind doesn't know the not. It worked for him. But what I would do, and this is what I'm working with myself right now, I am subject only to, and then you look at all these things and you do the opposite. You declare the opposite. I am subject to prosperity. I am subject to peace. I am subject to dynamic health. I am subject to an amazing career. I am subject to transformed relationships that empower and support me, like that. And always remembering all this about me. I am pure, I am love, I am an expression of God, I am infinite, I am music, I am vibration, I am energy, I am spirit, I am a vibrational spirit, I am innocent, I am loyal. That's the truth about me. Just some of the things that are the truth about me. And as you do that, as you remember who you are, and as you declare like an affirmation, I am an infinite being and I'm subject only to, and you start declaring some of these attributes, your life will be transformed. You will shift from defeat to triumph in every area of your life, every area of your life. So, a number of months ago or whenever, I was speaking quite a bit about if people have problems, and a new thought, we like to term them challenges, and then there's another transformation to that, have it be a project. Whatever your problem and challenges, have it be a project. Well, this is a great project for you to work on for yourself. It's great. Like, no matter what's going on in your circumstances that you're not happy about, put it on this diagram for yourself. I saw this very vividly described in one of the sessions in Winnipeg. One of the ministers used this, and she actually worked with a few people in the audience, which we won't have time to do with the time frame we have here today. But a woman worked through her absolute guilt just by working through some of these things about looking at what she, and it was exactly very much this: I'm not good enough. I don't deserve. Just like that. So it can be very, very transformational. So getting on with, who the heck said this? It might have been Ernest Holmes. Healing is not creating a perfect idea or body. It is revealing an idea which is already perfect. This is an idea about you that is already perfect. That's the perfection of you. And it's important for us to continually remind ourselves, to continually place ourselves into environments that remind you of that. You know, I was flipping through the newspaper this morning, and I'm just about ready to cancel my newspaper. It's like so negative, especially the first whole section. It's all about terror, war, who's dying, who's murdered, who's on trial. So I go like this. You know, like that. So we're bombarded with that. I mean, when, I don't know how many years ago we started to have the TV station CNN. I mean, before you couldn't get news all the time. You had to wait for the 6 o'clock news. And it was 7 minutes of maybe local. And now you can just turn on a channel and watch the news. And is it real great news? Most of it isn't. Most of it isn't. And, you know, I'm not saying that CNN isn't a great TV station, because it does its work. It does the work that it's supposed to do. But it's what are we choosing to watch, especially before we go to bed at night? Hello? So we can't soar and, you know, in our spiritual principles and be centered in that if we remain the same with our old choices and if we remain the same with our old belief systems. We just can't do that. So the measure of our life is the measure of our courage and commitment and action to begin anew. And sometimes the newness is just, you know, remembering this, or maybe you haven't heard this before. Maybe you've heard one or two things before. Remember, we are soul, we are spirit. We don't have a soul. That's one of the most transformative ideas you can have by coming here to the center, is to realize you don't have a soul. If you have a soul, then what are you? You are far more than body. You are far more than body. You are spirit, individualized as soul, going through an incarnation within this body. Wow. Boy, can you imagine if all our kids really got that when they're little and they grow up? Amazing. It would be absolutely amazing. So one of my teachers many years ago in concept therapy used to shout out to us, choose soul. He shouted it out so loud that half of us jumped in our seats. And he'd be addressing certain things and he'd just stop and then he'd say, choose soul, and he'd yell it out. Boy, I went home from that 23-hour workshop really looking at my choices. Really looking at my choices. And then our choices, and then what are we focusing on? And what is our intention? Of course, our intention creates invention. It engineers results, and it alters our reality. It alters our reality. And it's, of course, it's important to remember that imagination and visualization come into it. And for us to like move into our creative, positive visualizations. So many times people move into these things that are, what I'm pointing to, are the negative beliefs that have caused the circumstances and situations that we're in. They move in. You know, I remember Tom Costa, dear Tom Costa, who passed away a couple weeks ago, one of the oldest New Thought ministers. What a blessing he was. And he always said, yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will not build a condo there. You know, and it's like, wow, that's for sure. Are we building condos there? Moving in. Ain't life awful? Ain't it awful? How many friends do you have? Maybe they're not friends. That you get together with and you sit there and you just talk and hear negative things. And you walk away from that meeting and it's like, whoo, not feeling the way you felt when you first started that meeting. So it's either like walk away from it, not be with them as often, or shift the conversation around to what it is that you would like to be speaking about. And I'm telling you, that takes discipline. It takes courage. And it sometimes takes, some people don't like it. They don't like it. They're just so used to. They're just so used to living there. Oh, that Gail, that all she thinks about is all that, you know, that positive stuff. And then I look at their life and I look at my life. Hello? Okay. Won't say anything more about it. Okay, what did I want to close with? Okay. When one door closes, another door always opens. But so many times people talk about the closed door. They talk about the closed door. I mean, I've had things in my life that I've addressed in the front of the room as an example, but I don't move in every time I talk about it. And I don't stay there. And after I've given the example, that's it. That's it. It's over. It's done with. It's the past. I had an opportunity when I was in Winnipeg, oh boy, to coach somebody. And actually, she was more open to coaching than she's ever been. And her son confided in me that his mom is so negative. She's so negative. So what I noticed about her was she was always talking about the past and the wrong, in her terms, decisions her son had made, and reminding him of it, and reminding him of it. Well, so, you know, I said, I'm just going to kind of remind you of a couple of things, okay? Because I said, you know, you need to stay in the right now and hold him for the future. Hold him for, how are you holding him? Are you holding him? Well, these are the mistakes he's made. Therefore, he'll probably make a heck of a lot more like that. No, let that stuff go and see him. You know, and I started to name, because I know this gentleman quite a bit, I started to name all the wonderful attributes that I know about him, and I wasn't making them up, and that I had experienced about him. And his mother just sat there and went, she says, you know, that's right. But she wasn't thinking about them, and she wasn't reminding him about them. And we're not talking about a little boy here either. We're talking about a 35-year-old man. So are we people builders or people tear them down, you know? Do we build ourselves up or do we tear ourselves down? So I'm inviting you to have a life of triumph rather than defeat. And when you're into any circumstance that looks hopeless, helpless, you've been defeated, something you need to remember. You need to return your consciousness, you turn your conscious attention, your focus, your intention on who and what you really are, the truth about you. We are not a body, we are a spirit. We're not guilty, we're innocent. All right. Thank you for presencing yourself here this morning and your conscious attention and your participation, because without that, it wouldn't have been the lesson that it was. God's presence and power within me acknowledges and salutes God's presence and power in each and every one of you. Namaste. Thank you. All right.